I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott followed through on a threat to veto a section of the state budget that funds the Texas legislature, its staffers, and legislative agencies. The governor's move targeting lawmaker pay comes after House Democrats walked out in the final days of the regular legislative session, breaking quorum. The move blocked passage of Abbott's priority elections bill that would have overhauled voting rights in the state. It also killed bail legislation that Abbott had earmarked as a priority. In a statement, Abbott said that funding should not be provided for those who quit their job early, leaving their state with unfinished business and exposing taxpayers to higher costs for an additional legislative session. Members of the House Democratic Caucus called the move by Abbott an abuse of power, saying Texas has a governor, not a dictator. Since Abbott issued his threat earlier this month, other lawmakers and political leaders have raised concerns over how the move could impact staffers in legislative agencies. Lawmakers are paid $600 a month in addition to a per diem of $221 every day the legislature is in session. Texans no longer need to cut back on their electricity use to avoid stressing the electrical grid, according to the current grid conditions on the Electric Reliability Council of Texas website. Consumers may return to normal usage of electricity after a week that stressed the grid and Texans' anxieties. The ERCOT website said there is enough power for current demand, and an ERCOT spokesperson confirmed the power conservation notice expired at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Last Monday, the state's grid operator warned that an unusual amount of power generation was offline, primarily from natural gas-fired power plants. For 5 days, ERCOT warned that the supply of power was running low as Texans increased their demand for electricity in hotter weather, and asked the public to reduce electricity use. ERCOT officials could not provide details as to why so much generation was offline. At the same time, Texans used a record amount of electricity for early June. Power grids must keep supply and demand in balance at all times, which is why the grid operator asked consumers to cut back usage. Check for updates on our website, texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by SAM Party of Texas. We are Texans who have come together with a common goal, fix our broken politics. Learn more at joinsamtx.org.